Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hello, everybody. Once again, this is Chris Earle. We're doing the Big 80s once again today from 4 to 6 p.m. I got all kinds of fun top 40 80 songs that you probably haven't heard in quite a while. Maybe a few you will recognize. And I got some audio clips along the way. We'll have some fun here on this hot day here in July. Hope you had a wonderful 4th. I had a great 4th myself. We're still plugging away. Got some great tunes for you. Thanks for tuning in to WMFO here in Medford. I do shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Today it's the Big 80s. Wednesday, it's a movie show called Watch This. And Friday, Sucking in the 70s with Chris Earle from 2 to 5. I'm here with you till 6 p.m. Any 80s requests, call on in. I'm going to start you off with Tracy Ullman.
Listen to the guys who say What's that?
Sushi.
Sushi?
Rice, raw fish, and seaweed.
You won't accept a guy's tongue in your mouth and you're gonna eat that? So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that you love me, baby. Everybody knows that you really do. Everybody knows that you've been faithful, give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows, that's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows the scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Just forgot to be a lover. It's Billy Idol. Doing his snarls, doing his best Elvis in there, I think. I think he loved doing the Elvis. I like Billy Idol. Who doesn't like Billy Idol? He's still out there. He's still playing. His next show is in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you're down in Nashville on September 28th and you don't have 100 other things to do, go see Billy Idol. Before that was Everybody Knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Good guys lost. The war's over. The good guys lost. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton. That's how it goes. And everybody knows. Leonard Cohen. Great, great Leonard Cohen. He died a couple of years ago. Great, great song. And I must say, I sound like the guy from SNL and Martin Short, Ed Grimley. I must say, and SCTV. Anyway, I saw The Staircase. Boy, was it good. And they ended up using that song at the end of The Staircase. It was very appropriate. And great, great show on Netflix. If you, I'll tell you what, on Wednesday, tune in to watch this with Chris Earl. It's 5 to 7. I got 5 movies for you this week. I got Giant from 1956. I have Barry Lyndon from 1975. I have Dunkirk from 2017. I have Love and Mercy from 2016, and I have, or 2014, I don't remember. It's Love and Mercy, the Beach Boys one, and then I have Repo Man. So anyway, what I do there is I play soundtracks, and then I talk about the movies, and I'll talk, and I usually will throw on something to watch on TV. I do like what's streaming now, and my streaming now, that'll be The Staircase this week. I'll talk about The Staircase a little bit this week. So tune in on that. It's 5 to 7 on Wednesday. That doesn't mean turn off the radio now, you jerk. I'm here till 6 o'clock. You can call in and make a request. It's 855-915-WMFO. For those of you who don't have the rotary phone, that's 855-915-9636. The rotary phone used to have the letters above it. I don't think it... Do we have the letters now? Like, if I go on my iPhone, let me look here. I do up my keypad. Oh, it does have the letters there. And as you know, the number one has no letters. The A starts with number two. So many stupid things in life that you have to remember. Like, what do we need to know? Why don't you just start with ABC at number one? I don't know why they did that. Why would you do that? Stupid. Why do we still have miles here? And then we go anywhere, and it's kilometers. I don't know what kilometers. And I go overseas, it's like, how many stone do you weigh? I don't know. Two stone? Nah, I'm like freaking 25 or something like that. And like stone's like 14 pounds or something. I don't even know. It's crazy. I'm 46 years old, and there's so much I don't know. I've learned so much. I have no regrets. If I died today, if I keeled over, I had like a massive stroke and just died like right here at WMFO, fine. Good enough. All I ever had to say was, you know what? If it was at work, take me outside at the curb because I don't want to die at work. But in the studio here, it's fine. This is fun for me. But like any crap job that I've had in the past, like the last one, oh my God, crap job. Well, no, good job, crap people. That's what I should say. Good job, crap people. That's the story of my life. Good life, crap people. Whatever. Anyway, Chris Earle, 6 o'clock. I'll be around. I'll play some more 80s crap for you. What do you want to hear? 617-627-3800 is the old number, so don't call that one. It's 855-915-WMFO in Medford. Do you know what boys like? Well, this lady does, and I know a few of you girls out there know it too. She's a genius. That's the waitresses. They also did that Christmas song that you like. You know that one that you didn't bring any cranberries home? You know that one. I like the waitresses. They're all right. She's so saucy. I think that's what it is. So saucy. This next one is Stuart Copeland from The Police. He did a band called Clark Kent. He's like Andy Summers and Sting. He's like, screw those guys. I'm putting out my own album. I'm not even going to call it Stuart Copeland. I'm going to call it Clark Kent. So here's Clark Kent. It's the big 80s with Chris Earl here with you till 6. Finally.
That hall. Any monkey business is ill-advised.
You're listening to the Big 80s with Chris Earl on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 855-915-9636. If you want to hear a request from the 80s, call on in. Here's Dire Straits with Sting in the background. Money for nothing. Big 80s here with you until 6. Thanks for listening to your freeform station, WMFO in Medford.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We got to install microwave. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Ooh, I'm on my huh.
the cameraman. And we could have some. And he's up there. What's that? Hawaiian noises. He's banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee. Oh, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing. Get your chicks for free. We got to install a microwave oven. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. Listen here. Now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
Man, what a great video. What a great video.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
And a great song. And this one's fun, too. This is The Fools from Ipswich, Massachusetts. In the middle of the 80s, they got big with one album, and they toured with Van Halen. And this is one of their hits off of that album. It's World Dance Party, The Fools from 1985, here on The Big 80s with Chris Earle.
It's play with your balls a lot.
I do not play with my balls.
Larry Bird doesn't do as much ball handling in one night as you do in an hour. Are you trying to start a fight? No, I'm simply stating a fact, that's all. You fidget with your nuts a lot.
You know what would make me happy?
Got a couple balls and an extra set of fingers?
This is a song dedicated to me, by me.
I call you, I need you, my heart's on fire. You come to me wild and wild. You come to me, give me everything I need. Give me a life.
I am the best. I really am.
Hello there. You has reached the home of George Kingfish Stevens. I'm sorry I'm not in now, but I done gone down to the lodge hall. But if you like, you can leave a message at the tone and I'll get back to you at my earliest inconvenience.
I look at you.
There you go. Ms. Kiss. Heaven's on fire here on the Big 80s with Chris Earle. Keeping cool. Got the AC cranking here. We're at a nice 71 in the studio here in Medford, Mass. This is Chris Earle. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It's Tufts Freeform Radio. You know what? Let's play some more 80s. Wouldn't that be a challenge? The show's called The Big 80s. Might as well play some more 80s. Here with you till 6 o'clock. I was around in the 80s. I love the 80s. It's funny because, like, as I get older, like, I was never a huge Kiss fan. I like the Beth song. Never a huge Kiss fan. But I hear that now and I'm like, yeah. You know, I knew a bunch of people that grew up during the time. They liked Kiss. I'm like, yeah, all right. I like them. Just one of those things. It's basically the songs that you heard, and, you know, as a teenager. Like, who are you banging in a car? What did you listen to for the first time? That's what you like, pretty much. So for me, it was the 80s. Even though the first song that I heard, I was doing it, I heard Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. Like, what is going on here? Went to Leechmere, got the CD, went up into my room. And then we were doing it to the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. That doesn't go away. That happens forever. What'd you lose your virginity to? 855-915-WMFO if you want to call in and tell me that. Make a request. Maybe I'll play the song that you lost your virginity to. Maybe it was something from David Lee Roth. Maybe.
Excuse me. What about me? What do I get?
Well, here I'm rolling down another sunny highway, beating the sun to Can you explain the removal of your user account on June 23rd, 1973?
It sure does. It sure does. I remember the 80s like it was 30 years ago. I remember the 80s like... it's Chris Earle here. Getting hot here in Medford. And that's Tears for Fears. I like that Roland Orzinabala. Whatever his name was. Roland. I know it was Roland, like the keyboard. And what a fun video. You got a chimp in it who's getting kissed right on the mouth. The guy goes right in. He's like, mwah! Just,
And that chimp is so happy. And he's a gay man, but he's like flirting with the librarian the whole time. What's that all about? And then they show like his partner there, who's like the other band member, and it's like he looks like a chick. It's like they should have just started making out, but you couldn't do it in 1985. You couldn't see him. Like now they just have him like, yeah, like right in there in the library.